Anyway, as I was saying, so that is a distance of that is no man's land in between. This is the distance. Because it was bought as a park, and that's now got a boundary down there, people think that it was like that and the battle went that way. It didn't. This was the front line going across there. Everybody was trying to get that way across there. Yeah. So the first lot over was, it was a beautiful, 1st of July 1916, 7:30 in the morning. All the troops, even if you hadn't been there before, oh, that's a bit late, it's going to be broad daylight. In July, it was blue sky, sun was shining, beautiful summer's day, right? They'd had a week-long barrage, a week-long, right? They fired 3 million shells, yeah, right? Because this was 1916, don't forget. We were looking at Passchendaele 1917. 1916, they'd worked it out, as they thought. 1915... We know what happened in 1914. 1915, they're about to loosen that sort of thing. The British got in real trouble because they didn't have enough guns, they didn't have enough shells, and there was a shell shortage at the Battle of Loos, and it brought down the government of Asquith, and Lord George took charge and that sort of thing. And then they said, right, we're going to get organised now because artillery is the way to win this war. Artillery will smash the German lines and we will walk over. And that was their big plan for 1916, for their summer offensive, because to do it in the summer makes sense. That was the idea, use artillery. It got put down here, the summer offensive of 1916, even though Haig wanted to do it in Wipers, because he wanted to do everything in Wipers, the French were getting squeezed at Verdun. The Germans were attacking them, and the Germans had a new plan as well. It's like, well, they're not too bothered about gaining ground, they just want to bleed France white. That was their plan. They wanted to just kill as many Frenchmen as possible, and then they would win. So there was a lot of pressure on the British to start an offensive in France in 1916.
Somewhere, yeah.
So they picked it here. Now, if you look around here, there's nothing here. There's no strategical railways or canals or rivers. There's nothing here. It's this beautiful rolling countryside. It was chosen just to have a fight with the Germans. There's no other reason. You wouldn't need to capture Bapaume. What for? It's a small town. There's no reason for it. It was just here. We were just here for the fighting, for fighting's reasons. Anyway, they'd had a week-long barrage. It was going to be a walkover. They'd all worked it out. Artillery was going to smash all the German lines. You're just going to walk over there. You could take picks and shovels with you because all you're going to be doing is consolidating. There's going to be nothing left. There's not going to be German left. There's not going to be no front line left for the Germans. You'll only be consolidating for. So a lot of the troops have got picks and shovels and loads of extra weight to take with them. 1st of July came. The barrage stopped. The Germans, they've been in their dugouts, like you see at Yorkshire Trench. They've been in them for a week, right? But they knew that whenever the barrage stopped, that's when the offensive was going off, right? They'd already been pre-warned anyway, because you know that crater at Loch na Gaire? There's one just over there, at Hawthorne Ridge. For some reason, that one, and they filmed it with a film camera, that one went 10 minutes early. So even though you couldn't hear it, because if you can imagine, when you've got millions and millions of, you know, you hear it and it explodes, and it goes boom. When you have like 3 million of them going off non-stop, it's just a continuous roar, right? So. But because that was so big, the Germans back in the rear lines and that, they see it 10 minutes early and thought, right, it's happening soon. They couldn't let anybody know down this end because they were still getting shells rained on top of them. But they were already back there well in advance. And as soon as this barrage stopped, the Germans come out. They knew then. They'd been there for a week. But as soon as that barrage stops, get out as quick as you can. Get up to the stop, up to the top and start shooting. So they got out. They dragged their machine guns with them. And they were ready. So by the time we came over, there's just no creeping barrage. There was a barrage, it stopped, we got out, had to cover that distance on a sunny, beautiful July morning. The Germans just had to run up the steps, set up the machine guns, and opened up. First two waves here got cut down immediately. So the third wave, who the whole park is now commemorating for, the Newfoundland Regiment, they couldn't even get to here because these trenches were full of wounded and dying blokes who had crawled back from there in here. It was just a traffic nightmare. They couldn't get to here. So they, the Newfoundlanders, were getting out of the support trenches over the top back there to try and get to their kickoff point. So they were getting shot before they were even getting to the front line, before they even went over the top from the front line. And they weren't just getting shot from that German line there, but if you see that row of trees behind it, there, that's like a second line. Machine guns were enfilading from over there, because don't you know, we see on that graph there's a 3,000 yard range on
where was the five missed the first line again.